This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Good morning. This morning's devotion is titled, When I Am Anchored in Truth. A little girl named Mary was in bed one night preparing for lightouts. Prayers had been said and Mom had hugged her. Perhaps in an effort to put off sleep time, Mary asked her mom why God created nighttime. Why didn't he make it daytime all the time? Her mother mumbled something about how it's easier to sleep in the dark and we all need rest. But Mary interrupted her saying, Oh, I know why it gets dark at night. That's when God puts the world into his pocket. What a profound statement of faith. What a wonderful attitude to take to bed, to believe that even as we sleep, the one who loves us more than we can comprehend has us securely in his pocket. Theologians write big books about faith, but Mary mastered it with simplicity. The prophet Isaiah used the imagery of a nail driven firmly into a wall to describe a minor biblical character named Eliakim. Unlike the corrupt official Shebna in Isaiah 22:15-19, as well as the people of Israel who looked to themselves for strength, verses 8-11, Eliakim trusted in God. Prophesying Eliakim's promotion to palace administration for King Hezekiah, Isaiah wrote that Eliakim would be driven like a peg into a firm place, verse 23. Being securely anchored in God's truth and grace would also allow Eliakim to be a support for his family and his people, verses 22-24. Yet Isaiah concluded this prophecy with a sobering reminder that no person can be the ultimate security for friends or family. We all fail. This we see in verse 25. The only completely trustworthy anchor for our lives is Jesus. Reading from Psalm 62 verses 5 and 6 and Matthew 7:24. As we care for others and share their burdens, may we also point them to Him, the anchor who will never fail. Paul opens his letter in Romans 1:13-32 to the Romans by expressing his love for the gospel. He also expressed his disgust at the pagan delusions that worked to suppress the truth. Our society embraces the same foolish ideas and actively pursues and promotes them. Just as one little example, shops are selling kids' astrology books that indoctrinate children into believing that their lives and destiny is controlled by the sun, moon, and planets and not by Christ who created them. The voices of paganism are so loud, driving people away from the truth. However, God provides an anchor for those who don't want to drift with the storm. The anchor is God's word of truth. It provides us with a true Savior, a true religion. Our anchor of truth is made and guaranteed by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Nobody makes an anchor like this. Jesus said in John 8:32, You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We are set free from the grip of the storm by being anchored to the truth in love, so that we are not carried around by every wind of doctrine. Ephesians 4:14-15. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, Paul says to take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. That's what truth anchors do. They push out lies, push back the darkness, and help us grab on to life. They help us to turn our gaze, even in the heat of the battle, away from Satan's negative, soul-sucking lies to Jesus' life-giving truths. Are you going through something difficult today? Has a spirit of fear come on you and you feel out of control? Are you afraid of the future? Do you doubt Jesus is with you? Has anxiety become your companion? This is the best opportunity to grab on to truth anchors today and believe them. Don't just recite them, accept them as facts. This will push back the darkness and keep us from being consumed by deception. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and His truth today. His words will sustain you, protect you, and give you hope. His truth is an anchor that will never disappoint. Isaiah 59 verse 19b affirms, "When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him." Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.